Because the Word of God is inspired of God Himself. Because the Word of God, the Bible, is alive and powerful and sharp. Because the Word of God is able to make you wise unto salvation. Because when hidden in the heart, it is able to keep you from sin. Because of these truths and many others concerning the Word of God, we're sharing with you these days the wisdom of Almighty God, as revealed by God the Holy Spirit through Solomon, that wise, wise man of old. You know, he wrote some 3,000 Proverbs, and today we want to share with you a few of those as we find them in Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you're a man of good appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for it is deceptive food. Do not weary yourself to gain riches. Cease from your consideration of it. When you set your eyes on it, it's gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. Do not eat the bread of a selfish man, or desire his delicacies, for as he thinks within him, so he is. For he says to you, eat and drink, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsel you have eaten, and waste your compliments. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not move the ancient boundary, or go into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to discipline, and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not hold back discipline from the child. Although you beat him with the rod, he will not die. And you shall beat him with the rod and deliver his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my own heart also will be glad, and my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the fear of the Lord always. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine, or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth, and do not sell it. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes delight in my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and an adulterous woman is a narrow well. Surely she lurks as a robber, and increases the faithless among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long over wine. Those who go to taste mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will utter perverse things, and you will be like one who lies down in the middle of the sea, or like one who lies down on the top of a mast. They struck me, but I did not become ill. They beat me, but I did not know it. When shall I awake? I will seek another drink. My, how much truth there is for those of us living in the 20th century, right here in this chapter of Proverbs by that wise man of old, how we need to follow the admonition of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. May He bless you today. Amen.